So we will read today the 27th verse of the 7th chapter of the Bhagavad Gita, Knowledge of the Absolute. Icha dvesha samutena dvandvamohena bharata sarvabhutani sammoham sarge yanti parantapa iccha dvesha samutena dvandvamohena bharata sarvabhutani sammoham sarge yanti parantapa Icha, desire, dvesha, and hate, samutena, arisen from, dvandva, of duality, mohena, by the illusion, bharata, or sign of bharata. Sarva, all, bhutani, living entities, sammoham, into delusion, sarge, while taking birth, yanti, go, parantapa, o conqueror of enemies. Translation. O sign of Bharata, O conqueror of the foe, the living entities are born into delusion, bewildered by dualities, arisen from desire and hate. Purport by Srila Prabhupada. The real constitutional position of the living entity is that of subordination to the Supreme Lord, who is pure knowledge. When one is deluded into separation from this pure knowledge, he becomes controlled by illusory energy and cannot understand the Supreme Personality of Godhead. The illusory energy is manifested in the duality of desire and hate. Due to desire and hate, the ignorant person wants to become one with the Supreme Lord and envies Krishna as the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Pure devotees who are not deluded or contaminated by desire and hate can understand that Lord Sri Krishna appears by his internal potencies. But those who are deluded by duality and nations think that the Supreme Lord is created by material energies. This is their misfortune. Such deluded persons symptomatically dwell in dualities of dishonor and honor, misery and happiness, woman and man, good and bad, pleasure and pain, etc., thinking, this is my wife, this is my house, I am the master of this house, I am the husband of this wife. These are the dualities of delusion. Those who are so deluded by dualities are completely foolish and therefore cannot understand the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Iccha dvesha samutena dvandva mohena bharatam sarva bhutani sammoham sargeyanti parantapam. O sign of Bharata, O conqueror of the foe, all living entities are born into delusion, bewildered by dualities, arisen from desire and hate. So, this is one of the last verses of the 7th chapter of the Bhagavad Gita. And 7th chapter is very significant because in the 7th chapter, Krishna explains how he manifests in this world, how one can see him, how literally he pervades everything, how he is everywhere, how he is in the taste of water, how he is the ability of man, how he, being the source of everything, is everywhere. And knowing this, one can always be in his consciousness. One can always remember about him, because this world is not created from nothing. It's created from something, and this something is the energy of the Lord. And the Lord is trying to stress this point, that I am everywhere. But at the same time, he also explains the reason why people don't see him. Even though it's obvious, even though you don't have to have a huge brain to understand that this is not really, you know, just by chance created like this, you know. Some people, they're so strange when they think that this is just chance, you know. This earth was created by chance, the human body was created by chance, all the animals was created by chance. It's so ridiculous, it doesn't make any sense. Because nothing is created by chance. By chance, everything is being destroyed. That's what chance does. Chance doesn't create anything. But still, Krishna explains in this particular chapter why, even though it's obvious that Krishna is everywhere, that God is everywhere, that everything is created by Him and everything is maintained by Him, even though you can see, if you have the eyes, His manifestation everywhere, still you don't see, even though it's obvious. So Krishna explains it particularly in this verse. In the previous verse, in one of the previous verses, He says that I reserve the right not to manifest myself to fools. Mudayam na bijanati. They don't know me. Because this is my right, you know. I don't want to be, to manifest in front of the fools. Because they will anyway not be able to appreciate me. Why should I do this? And sometimes people ask, show me God. But the point is that this world is created not to show God, but to hide God. Actually, this is the nature of this world. This world is created in such a way that the Lord is not visible, is hidden. Why? Because we want to enjoy. Because we want to enjoy independently on Him. And like, you know, children do. Sometimes when they want to do some mischief, what they do? They hide themselves. They, you know, they put something, some cloth over their head. And they do mischief. So, you know, nobody knows I'm doing something, right? So this world is basically the same arrangement, you know, for mischievous living beings who want to do, to enjoy independently of the Lord. They're doing this. And the Lord, He created this curtain. This cloth or curtain of material energy, or three modes of material nature, which basically by the change and by all the permutation of these modes of material nature, of the qualities of material nature, they hide themselves, they hide the Lord. The Lord is hidden. Like in Al-Quran, it is said that God is hidden behind 40,000 curtains of light and darkness, you know, 40,000, not less than this. So He's pretty much hidden. He's not visible, but only for those who are fools. Because those who really want to understand Him, those who want to really see Him, they can see Him. This is the difference, because those who don't want to see Him, He's not visible for them. And those who want to see Him, they have the eyes to see Him. It's very interestingly and graphically described in the 7th canto of Srimad Bhagavatam, where Hiranyakashipu, demon, who wants to enjoy this world, right? Ichadvesha samudhena, this illusion of ichadvesha, desire and hate. He challenges his son Prahlad. And he asks Prahlad, where is your God? Where is your Lord? You're saying He's everywhere. Is He there in the column, in the pillar of my palace? He challenges him and he takes the sword to smash the column, the pillar. And Prabhupada, once he was giving a lecture, so he was describing this scene very graphically, and he said that, you know, Prahlad, when Hiranyakashipu pointed out the pillar, asking, where is your Lord? Is He there? So Prahlad Maharaj, he looked at this pillar. Immediately he saw the Lord. And the Lord saw him, because he wanted to see Him. And at this moment, the Lord twinkled, you know. He said, you know, I see and you see. He doesn't see. The fool doesn't see, you know. We see each other. He doesn't see, you know. From Him I'm hidden. So it basically, the question of our attitude. If we have the attitude of the thief, because the thief, you know, if you want to enjoy something which doesn't belong to you, you have to pretend that you don't know that it doesn't belong to you, right? If a car standing by the road and you want to enjoy the car, you have to pretend that you don't know that somebody else is the owner of this car, right? So in the similar way, people who want to enjoy this world without admitting the fact that this world belongs to the Lord, they pretend that He is not there. Whereas those who
who want to see him, they can see him everywhere. And this is specifically what is being described here, that this iccha dvesha samutena dvandva mohena bharata, this dvandva moha, iccha and dvesha, constitute the basic duality of this world, this duality of desire and hate. And because this duality is there, this duality bewilders someone. And everyone is born into this duality. Everyone, like Prabhupada explains, everyone dwells into this duality. And because he's so much absorbed into this duality, he doesn't see the Lord. He's always judging and he's always, you know, trying to squeeze out some enjoyment. And because of this, he doesn't see the Lord. There is a very interesting story in this regard. It's a true story. It happened in Bangladesh. somebody from Bangladesh told me this story. So there was a very rich landlord in Bangladesh. And he had a big palace. And he had a very poor maidservant who would come, cleaner lady. She would come and clean the house. And usually he was there and she was cleaning. She was from very poor background, very poor lady. But once he left her alone in the house. And he said to her, "You please clean this house and do whatever, you know what to do." So this lady, she was cleaning the house, but she had one obsession. She never slept in a soft mattress, you know, never in her life. Because for her, it's the pinnacle of opulence, you know. Usually they sleep on a hard floor. So she comes to the bedroom, and she sees this soft, you know, nice bed of this man. And she thinks, you know, he's not here. He doesn't see, you know. Let me, just for a second, I will just lay down and I feel how it is to lay on the soft mat. Because this is real. I know one brahmachari in Krishna Balaram Mandir in Vrindavan. He's also from a very poor family. And he's from a village. And never in his life he has seen a mattress before he came to Krishna Balaram Mandir. When he saw the mattress, you know, for him it was, you know, something really opulent. So what he did, he brought to his room 10 mattresses. You know, somehow or other, he managed to put them one upon another, you know, just to enjoy. So this lady, she was in this condition. You know, she wanted to lay down just for a second, how it feels. You know, just to know. You know, and she laid and she said, "No, this is far out. This is fantastic. You know, this is so nice." And she was laying there, and sure enough, she fell asleep, you know, because it's so nice. And she's laying there and she's dreaming about something. And in this very moment, the owner of the house came in. And she saw this, you know, cleaner lady, dirty lady, laying in his bed. You know, and he was really, you know, out of rage. You know, he's enraged because of this. Because especially in India, there is this, you know, caste consciousness and, you know, somebody is laying on your bed. The bed is totally contaminated. So he is so enraged. He grabs this lady by the hair and starts beating her. And in the beginning, she was, you know, she was bewildered and she started crying and saying, "Don't do this, don't do this." But after some time, all of a sudden, she started laughing. And the more he beats her, the more she laughs. And she's laughing and laughing and laughing and laughing and laughing. And this owner, he doesn't understand. "Are you crazy? What happened with you? Why are you laughing?" You know, she said, "No, it's not me who is crazy. It's you who are crazy." He said, "Wait a second. Why all of a sudden I'm crazy, not you? You know, I'm beating you and you're laughing and I'm crazy." She said, "Yes, of course you're crazy. Why it is so?" She said, "Because look, I was laying on this soft bed only for 20 minutes and I got such a severe beating. And you have been laying on this soft bed for the whole of your life. And I'm now imagining how much beating you will get for this. Therefore, I'm so happy." So this is the situation, you know, where we're here and we're trying to kind of steal some enjoyment, you know, like this lady. But actually, you know, this desire is there, but we are doing it in this way, in this manner.